This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Global Youth NZ on ORFM Youth Zone. Hi, I'm Javish.
Hi, I'm Talula.
Join us every Thursday afternoon as we explore the variety of cultures that call Dunedin home.
Through interviews, conversation and music, we will expand your knowledge on the world and expose you to new ideas from a youth's perspective.
That's Global Youth NZ, 4pm on Thursdays on OR 105.4 FM Dunedin. Podcasts available from oar.org.nz. Kia ora and welcome back to Global Youth NZ on 105.4 FM. I'm your co-host Tallulah with Javish.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to the show. How are you today, Tallulah?
I'm actually pretty good. I had a really good day today. It was like one of those, like, you know how it was really hot today for once? I don't know if it's just me, but I was overheating. I think it's because it's been so cold this past week. But like, it just felt like summer, and like, I didn't have many proper classes, so it just felt like a summer day.
Yeah, and I think it's been good because, like, for a change, because, like, it's been raining so much.
I know. Like, and I keep slipping in the mud because my I'm going to show you.
Oh, wow.
The sole of my shoes is gone, from work. And so I always slip over on stuff. And since it's been wet, I've been slipping over so much more. So embarrassing.
Yeah, because, like, I have two pairs of school shoes, like these ones.
Yeah.
Like, they're very old. Like, I've had them since like year 10, I think.
Yeah.
And I bought, because I thought I lost these, right?
Yeah.
So then I went to the warehouse and bought a $20 pair.
$20 sock. Oh, shoes.
Yeah.
That's good.
They're like these, like, they're like practically slip-ons, and it's actually great.
It's but great, but not great quality.
There is no traction on them.
Yeah.
Oh, my days. Walking in the mud, I was just like,
no.
Yeah. It was really funny. Today is Rice Bowl Thursday. So every
Rice Bowl Thursday.
It's Rice Bowl Thursday every Thursday, which is great. It's like we get rice bowls at the canteen.
What? How much do they rip you off?
$5.50. Still, it's in my opinion, it's worth it. Although today the rice just tasted undercooked. Oh. But anyways, it was pretty good. I did buy three, which is not great.
Not great for the bank account, but great for the rice bowl.
Yeah, all my days. Oh.
Wait, so who runs your canteen?
The school. But then the school kind of has their people to run it. Like, we have the canteen dude, the canteen lady.
Canteen dude?
I don't know his name, eh?
Yeah.
Actually, I swear he's, like, he does more than the canteen. Because when I was in year 10 and we had to get our blazers fitted for, like, the next year, he was doing that as well.
Oh, he's an all-rounder.
Yeah, he's pretty cool dude. He's, But yeah, and also, you know, like, you can get like a little box, like, iced chocolate. It's like from Nippies or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They started selling that at the school.
Oh, there's like those are good.
It's like an iced banana flavor.
That's foul.
Iced coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I had the iced coffee one today because, like, I could not be bothered waiting in that line at lunch. At lunch, it's horrendous.
Yeah. Like, I can imagine. There's so many people at King's.
Yeah, and the worst part is people will just cut in line.
Yeah, and if you got friends in the front, like, cut in. That's what I do.
Nah, I've decided morally, I've stayed true to my morals.
That's so good because I always have, I have one lunchtime free a week. Every single lunchtime I'm doing a club or something where I've got like prefix meeting.
Wow.
So if I go to the canteen, if I don't have food, I have to get in and get in fast and then get to whatever I have to do. So, like, there's only one lunchtime a week where I don't cut
in. And the worst thing is if your class is far away from the game.
No. Like, it's good because we got a tiny school, but...
No. For me, like, it's because I do, like, Digitech, and so far, that's probably... Oh, drama is probably the furthest away from the canteen.
Yeah, because drama, if you're looking at school, is, like, all the way on the right?
And the canteen is, like...
The pack?
It's closer to your school, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not the pack.
Is it not the pack?
No, it's probably closer to Tongapa. It's really close to Tongapa.
Oh my gosh, that sounds
so yeah. But I'm lucky this morning I had physics, which is like really close.
Oh yeah.
And B block, and then at lunchtime I sent my friend because I just couldn't be bothered.
Oh, you see your friend.
Yeah.
A nice friend.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you have to buy them something. It's like it's like a cost.
Yeah, that's the deal. If you come to the canteen with me, I'll buy you a slice or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he paid me back too.
Oh.
Very nice friend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put name drop, but he's very nice. So I guess there's that. That was today.
Yeah. We have a controversial canteen because we had two ladies who were there for like 20 years.
I heard about this,
crazy.
Yeah.
And then they quit. And so now our business studies class runs the canteen and they get all the. Like, they have to pay off whatever they use to make it, but then they get the profit, like they get to earn the profit through their business class, which is so good. And the French class also does it because they're fundraising to go to like New Caledonia something.
The New Caledonia. Yeah. I heard about that.
So like they're also getting money that's going towards that. I'm like, that is so good. Like I wish I was doing business studies, like economics or something.
You just like burn the badge or something.
Yeah. Oh, whoops.
Oh, there goes the money. Yeah. But yeah, and like, I think... Oh, I probably shouldn't say that. It's like I'm not going to name drop. That's where I'm going around. They were selling like, you know, chocolate fingers,
yeah,
iced animals, and like $5-6 for one.
Absolute
terrible prices. And people bought them, and I bought a box of iced animals with my friend Finn. We went $3 each, but like. Absolute.
No.
Craziness. But like,
I guess if it's going towards something good.
Maybe. Yeah, their pocket.
Yeah.
Their pocket. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of fundraising, though. So, me and Phoebe, she's come on the show like twice. Yeah, now, yeah. But we're doing the 40-hour challenge. You know the 40-hour
family? Yeah, yeah.
Change it to 40-hour challenge. Yeah. But we're doing fundraising for that for our school. So, basically, our goal is $7,000. And every $500. $7,000. I know. But every $500 raised, a teacher has to do something. So, yeah. At like $3,000, my history teacher is dyeing her hair pink. And then at like $4,000 or something, my math department is getting a cream pie to the face, like a pie in their face with the cream on it. And then at $7,000, which is why it's so high, our principal, our acting principal at the moment, is going to shave her head, which is so funny. But that's why it's
$7,000.
$7,000. And if we get to there, our principal will shave her head. Like, that's a good deal.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
How close are you then?
We're starting fundraising tomorrow, so our account's not even open yet, which is... So, yeah, I have no idea how it's going to go, but I hope it goes well.
Yeah, you know, all the best. Yeah. And, like, and there's also, like, we have the opportunity to... the price is crazy. I don't know which child will pay this. About $6,950. It's like a trip to Japan. Like it's for a good chunk of the holidays.
Summer holidays. It's a Christmas. Yeah, yeah. One of my friends is doing that. That's actually insane. Like $7,000 to go to Japan.
Damn.
In school. Yeah. Like, that's so weird. Okay. I would totally do that if I was out of school. Like, that's and how much I'm saying. And if I had
$7,000
lying around. Just, like, sitting around, yeah. My sisters are going to Europe in, like, 3 months.
Oh.
And they're going, like, all around, like, Paris, Italy. I'm so jealous. But, like, thinking about that right now where my bank account is, I'm like, I could not afford that.
Yeah. I mean, if I could, then I'd just be broke.
Yeah, exactly. I could spend all my savings right now and have like a 1 week trip, but then I'd have nothing. So
rather save. But besides that, we will get into our topics after a quick song break. That's good.
Yes, sounds good.
Kiss me, as she crying in my room. 포기할까 wish him a live his right. It's not a job to give it to me right now. No more chance to you. You know, hey, the dumb boy.
I'm so gay. Made if I'm someone who will share this feeling. I'm a fool for love, a fool for love. I gave a second chance to kill.
You're listening to Youth Zone on Otago Access Radio, a place for the young people of Dunedin to get their voices on air.
Fragrance of your eyes, light changes the color, scent of your smile, it adorns your lips. Fragrance of your changes the color, scent of your smile, it adorns your lips. A penny for your thoughts, my love. Where is your mind? Does it lay with me? I try so hard to live, detached from the thoughts attached. Wildfire in my mind, burning my serenity, casting out the ability to love anyone but you. Oh, you still feel like home, even when I'm far from home. Dragging thoughts and memories, I choose to not let go. Why can't I let you go? Why can't I let you go? I hear you in the rain, I see far from home, dragging thoughts and memories, I choose to not let go. Wildfire in my mind, burning my serenity, casting out the ability to love anyone but you. Oh, you still feel like home, even when I'm far from home, dragging thoughts and memories, I choose to not let go. I can't let you go.
spell on me. It's kind of funny. Far from home, dredging thoughts and memories, I choose to not let go. Wildfire in my mind, burning my serenity, casting out the ability to love anyone but you. Oh, you still feel like home, even when I'm far from home, dragging thoughts and memories, I choose to not let go. I cannot let you go.
New Zealand On Air, supporting local content on Otago Access Radio.
You're listening to the Youth Zone on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM.
Kia ora koutou, everyone. Welcome back to Global Youth NZ. We were just after the song break. I had my football game yesterday. I felt like I just recapped that.
Yeah,
it's very interesting.
Yes, tell us all about
the social. It's not, I don't think it's a social division. It's the second division.
Yeah.
But my team is a social team.
But you're cool. Playing in the second division.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool. And we did win 4-3 against Trinity Catholic College second 11. So
nice.
I was very proud of it. But the worst part was we were up 2-0 by halftime, and I was like, yeah, good. And I went back into defense, and I had a horrible time.
Oh.
So for the other center back, my friend, he got beaten, and then I got nutmegged.
What?
Oh, no. Sounds like when I say beaten, like... The forward, like, passed him.
Okay, right. Sorry. I was thinking beaten up.
No, and then I got nutmegged.
The ball, what is that?
It's where they kick the ball through your legs.
Oh.
It's absolutely embarrassing.
Yeah,
our keeper got nutmegged, and then they scored. And I was like, oh, no, it's my fault. And then the second goal, I don't believe I was responsible for. But then the third goal, this is the worst one. The player in centre mid passed to me, but when he passed to me, the ball went so far away from me, I thought he was passing back to the keeper. No, he was passing back to me, supposedly.
Oh, no.
Then I realised, oh, the keeper's not even there. There's a player that came in, took the ball, and shot, and yeah.
Aww.
And I felt like it was my fault. And he's like, oh, I passed it to you, and I said, no, you didn't. It was so far away from me.
Yeah, that's his fault. Bad pass.
But anyways, and then basically after that happened, I was like... We were never losing. We were at least tied or in the front. I think when we went down 2-0, I mean, so when we were at, I think, 2-2, what I did is I got past the ball.
Yeah.
And I kicked it from just before halfway all the way down the field. One pass. And no, actually, no. So in the first half, I've kicked the ball really far down.
Yeah.
One pass, and then they shot,
nice.
And then we scored. So I made a play just from defense. So I was very happy with that. And then in the second half, so we conceded a second goal, and it was 2-2, and I was very disappointed. So then I got past the ball, and I absolutely, what a pearl of a ball, absolutely hit it down the pitch, and then we had one of the forwards kicked it, and at the goal they saved it, but then another one hit it and tapped it in. So then I made a play there.
Yeah, twice. That's impressive.
Yeah. 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 No, it is. Yeah.
And then you won 4-3. So like you counted for two of them.
Yeah, I know. Well, not direct assist, but like assist basically. Nonetheless.
Yeah.
So at the moment I'm sitting on three games played. I play in centre back as well. I've got one assist because in my game last week, which was quite the game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I talked
about it. Wait, I think you didn't say much about that one.
Oh, yeah. Well,
was it the one in the rain?
Yeah, the one in the rain, yeah. Seven players.
Yeah, and he still won with seven players.
Yeah, 2-0, and I got an assist from my own quarter, which is like where the defense usually is. And I had to play defense. But anyway, so I'm sitting on one assist. That's my stats for the season.
Nice.
In three games, I've got one assist.
That's so good that you follow it, because I remember when I used to play sports, I would play so badly that I'd block it out of my mind for like the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I used to play netball in Australia from when I was like 5.
Yeah.
From when I was like 4 to about 12. So I played it for a long, long time, and I was really, really good at it. And I was one of those really annoying kids who, like, since I started at 4, I was always playing in the team 1 year above my actual age.
No.
So, like, I'd be playing under 16s when I was 14. And, like, I would always be that one annoying kid. And so I'd be like, oh, you're all 16, but I'm 15 and I'm playing with you guys.
Like, the voice.
Oh, my gosh. I can just... remember how annoying I was like when I was that age. But yeah, I never like followed up on how well I played, because like I knew that I played well, but not well enough. Like, it's kind of like one of those.
Yeah, I could never play netball in my opinion, because like I just have early memories of like PE in like year 8.
PE always ruins the sports. PE's ruined basketball for me, and it's ruined like volleyball and stuff for me,
because
I failed.
No, but and it was just like I don't know the rules for netball.
Yeah.
So when I try and defend, they're like, one meter. I'm like,
that's why I love playing things like dodgeball or benchball in like primary school.
Yeah.
Like, why are you playing professional netball as a year eight in school? Like,
no, I'm like,
it's not meant to be.
I'm like,
completely.
I don't know these things, and then I'm like wondering if I can't stand 1 meter.
How far can I stand?
And no, and how am I supposed to win the game and get the ball? Because every time they'd score, then they'd be like, oh, it's our ball.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
okay.
What?
And I also, the thing about it, which I think this is also me in like that age, like if you don't know the rules, people aren't going to tell you the rules. They're just going to say what the rules aren't. Like, no, you can't stand that close, but they won't tell you this is how far you can stand.
No.
And when we played Kings last week, I was really taking advantage of it because they were being like, they were the ones being like, oh, what? I keep getting pulled up. Like, how far can I stand from you? And I was like, oh, yeah, if I stand here, you can stand about 3 meters away. And then the next time the ball would come, they're defending from 3 meters away. And I'm like, this is great. And then...
it's not 3 meters.
No, it's not 3 meters.
Oh, man,
it's like
actual class.
Yeah, it was funny just because they're so much taller. Like, you know, I need a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah.
And then... where, like, you know how netball's a court and you can only, like, play in certain thirds?
Yeah.
So we were the goal shoot and the goal keep, so... we can't go past that third. And he was like, oh, well, what's the line that I can go past? And I was like, well, see that corner? You can just stand in that corner for the whole game and hope someone passes to you. And then he went and stood in the corner. I was like, no, wait, I was kidding. Like, don't worry. But
that's crazy. Yeah.
You can really take advantage of it, which is good.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess sport is kind of leading into my topic for today. So just give me a second. It's like I don't know what I'm doing. No, I do know what I'm doing. Okay, so basically, Real Madrid, which is a team in Spain, probably one of the biggest teams, actually, on Monday, they played Valencia at Valencia's home turf. Valencia is another team in Spain, right?
Sorry, I just recognized the name.
Yeah, no.
It's a place,
like,
right?
Yeah. But it's also, they have... basically, like, Madrid has two teams, Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid. Like, you know, there's Madrid, Barcelona. Yeah. Barcelona have their Barcelona team, you know. But one player in particular, Vinicius Jr., he is a Brazilian player, and he is of, I would say, African descent.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So yeah, he's black, right? So I don't want to say anything the wrong thing, but basically he experienced quite some racism actually from some of the Valencia fans.
Oh.
Because that was very, very wrong, and so as of recent, like, all the players have been getting behind Vinicius. Like, all, like, famous players, all of his friends on social media, and it's caused quite a riot. And I think that's not fair on Vinicius to receive racism just for playing the game.
Yeah. Is that common in football?
No.
I feel like it's not. Like,
But I think just Spain, like, their fans just turned to racism on Vinicius.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been the first time Vinicius has been racially abused. It's happened many times before.
What?
But yeah, so it's all over social media as of now. And I think the three fans were identified, and have, from what I've heard, is the Valencia, like, the stadium, the, I think it's called the what's the stadium called? The Mestalla.
Huh?
They've issued a lifetime ban for those three fans that were racist to Vinicius Jr. But I just think that I just wanted to talk about it because I think that is absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
And Vinicius Jr. As a player, you know, he's just there working and playing as a footballer, you know,
professionally as well. Like, that's literally his professional job.
Exactly.
His
and
career.
The fans are just so, like, not immature, but they're just. You can't just be racist, like, just because you know, he's playing well, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it is like when players are either doing really well or, like, there's the fans that go, like, really extreme, like, straight away, instead of just being like, oh, I don't like that player because they're not the team that I am supporting. But like they just go straight to the extremes of racism. Like, okay, be petty.
Yeah, definitely, and it's and all over the world, like people have shown Vinicius Jr. support.
Nice.
And it's good, and I think so. Yeah, the Spanish police are identifying these three fans that were racist.
When did this happen?
This happened on a Monday, so in like Spain time, it would have been Sunday.
So that's pretty like fast action, I guess.
Yeah,
that's
and good. Basically, the chants were like monkey chants.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like.
So like they shouted like, "Oh, monkey!" at Vinicius Jr.
That's so embarrassing for them.
Yeah, and
that's actually just.
Yeah.
Well, at least they've been identified.
And actually, the worst thing was I forgot to mention, Vinicius got red carded. I don't think he fought back, but like he was like.
Because you'd get angry about that.
Yeah, yeah. And like, then, so they gave, he got red carded for that in the 97th minute.
Oh my God. See, what really annoys me about people being racist in sports is like you wouldn't walk into a store where someone's like doing their professional job or like an office, like a professional office and start being racist and stuff. But it's just because they're like so public that people think it's okay to like be racist. And, I was talking about this to someone. It happened in rugby where racism was happening. But they were like comparing it to like actresses and actors as well get a lot of hatred and like musicians get a lot of racism just because like their profession is more like public. So people think it's okay to be racist and stuff. But if you like walked into like, I don't know, Ministry of Education where they also have a professional job, you wouldn't start being racist in them.
And like, I would think that people just wouldn't be racist in general. I know. I just don't get it. What's with like the Spanish fans just being racist towards Vinicius?
Especially when he's done nothing but play.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And yeah, so actually, it's weird because Valencia won the game 1-0, but I don't know. I feel like I didn't read enough about it, but still, I think it's very terrible. But it's good, like because I was looking through Vinicius like reshared all the Instagram stories from all the players. They're all behind him. So
yeah.
And La Liga has taken action, apologized to Vinicius, and so has Valencia club, and they're doing all they can to find those fans, prosecute them, and then yeah. And then
nice.
So yeah, I think that was it was quite not interesting. I mean, it is interesting, yeah. But yeah, so I guess that happened in the footballing world. But also, so in the Premier League, so the English League, for those who don't know what the Premier League is, the champions have been crowned, even though there's still there's like at least a game to be played for every team.
How does that work?
So basically, if a team is sitting at the top of the table and there's no other chance for, like, no other team can get enough points to beat them, then they'll do the ceremony. So So Manchester City, which is a team in Manchester. So there's two teams, like I was saying, because, City's in England. There's, like, Manchester. So there's Manchester United and Manchester City. So if you just give me a second. So, yeah, Manchester City, I think it was on, forget the day. So Manchester City played Chelsea on Monday, and they won 1-0. And basically, they had already been crowned champions because the team in second place, Arsenal, have, their recent game. They got a draw, so that put them at 81 points with one game left to play, which means the maximum amount of points is 84 that they can get. But Manchester City is sitting top of the table with 37 matches played at 89 points, so therefore you can't beat them. So then they had the ceremony on after the game, and they got crowned champions for I think it's their third season in a row being champions.
Damn.
So they could potentially go on for 4 and 5 in a row if they win next season. So I guess is that. The Premier League is almost over. My team, Manchester United, still have to play another two games. So there's that. Yeah. If hopefully we don't bottle, we need to secure the two wins, which secures Champions League football. Champions League football is like European football playing against all the other clubs in Europe. So hopefully we don't bottle and we secure top four. Tomorrow's the so basically the season pretty much ends on Monday. So and after the 29th, yeah, last game for every team is like around Monday.
Nice.
Sunday, Monday, yep. And then we also have the FA Cup on in June on the 4th, which is the FA Cup final, the Community Shield. So yeah, I'll definitely be tuning into those. And on the 10th, the 11th is the Champions League final between Manchester City. So they could be going for the treble as well. And Inter Milan. So yeah, there's a lot going on in the football world. Our seasons are coming to the end. And basically, this season kind of determines the Ballon d'Or winner. Ballon d'Or is the Best Player of the Year award. So the last winner was Karim Benzema last year. Yeah. He's a player from Real Madrid. They won the Champions League and various other trophies. But Karim Benzema was quite on fire, so he did win the Ballon d'Or for last year.
Deservingly?
Yeah, so basically, usually the season before predicts the Ballon d'Or winner at the end of the year.
Nice. Who do you think will get it next?
So, I think, so at the moment, there's a player, Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
He's been quite, I'll pull up his stats, actually, so I can give you a better understanding of Erling Haaland. So, in the Premier League, is probably one of the hardest leagues in the world, I would say. So this is the top 10. I'll read you the top 10 goal scorers for the season. Wait, no, that's all time. is it all time? There are a lot of people tied for every placing, so tied for ninth was Aleksandar Mitrovic of I think it's Fulham. I need to get my ball knowledge. Yeah, Fulham, that's right. And Ollie Watkins of Aston Villa on 14 goals. So that was just to secure a 10th place kind of thing. Seventh tied is Gabriel Martinelli and Martin Odegaard of Arsenal. Arsenal pretty much bottled the season. Basically, it's like I think there's I saw a TikTok where they calculated who is the biggest bottle job, who has had the biggest bottle job, and Arsenal this season is probably them because they spent 93% of the season in first place.
Oh,
just to not win the league.
Oh,
so
that's so sad.
Yeah, I really didn't want them winning the league, in my opinion.
That's good then.
And in sixth is my goat, Marcus Rashford from Manchester United. 16 goals. He's been on fire this season. So hopefully, next season, we get more of Marcus Rashford. And in fifth is Callum Wilson of Newcastle. Newcastle has been on fire. I think not too long ago they were playing in the second division, which is called the Championship.
Yeah.
So they've pretty much placed they're guaranteed a spot in Champions League football. So top four are guaranteed. They're in third right now, but probably going to finish top fourth place. So
yeah.
But they've done incredibly great. And Eddie Howe, their new coach, plus the Saudi oil money.
So what?
Saudi oil money. So basically, Saudi investors bought the club, and they really turned the club around. So that's good. And fourth place, Mohamed Salah. Probably not his best season, especially Liverpool haven't had their best season. But Mo Salah, still 19 goals. And third, Ivan Toney of Brentford. Brentford did well. I think they're placed about ninth in the league, but Ivan Toney will be out because for a while because he was, I think it's like 200 and something allegations of betting.
Of
so he'd bet on himself.
Oh, 200 times.
Yeah, before games or something.
Oh my god.
Oh, like for like trances and that. So I think he misses out on like half the season. So I could see Brentford not doing well next season.
Yeah, that's kind
of
funny.
And in second was Harry Kane of Tottenham Spurs. Spurs, they had an absolute bottle job at the end of the season. Like they finished, I think, eighth.
Yeah.
So there's no European football for them, I would say. But 28 goals still. And in first is Erling Haaland. 36 goals in the Premier League is quite a number. So, and that's just the Premier League. He scored many more goals than that. I'll just see how many he has scored. Yeah, in the Premier League, he's played 35 matches but scored 36 goals.
Damn, wait, that's so good.
That's really good. That's more than a goal per game average. Yeah. But I'm just trying to find... So yeah, I think he scored about 48 goals in about 45 matches.
That's really good.
Yeah, no, so basically if City are able to win the FA Cup, which they'll have to beat my team, Manchester United, and if they win the Champions League in the final, I reckon it's guaranteed for Erling Haaland to win the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
And he's keeping in mind... I don't know these things off by heart, his age, but he's only 22 years old.
Damn. Now,
even though Lionel Messi had like 4 Ballon d'Ors by the age of like 23, I think that was.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but Erling Haaland, and I think that's really good for him, and I can see him winning many more Ballon d'Ors.
Yeah.
But in terms of international achievements, like playing other teams with your nation, yeah, I don't see him winning much because Norway isn't the best nation. Like Kylian Mbappe, probably his rival, I would say.
Mm.
Like, you know, one of the top players in the world right now. He's already won a World Cup. He won the World Cup when he was I think, how old was he? He was 18 years of age and he won the World Cup.
Oh my gosh.
So it's most likely he can win. And he was in the final as well, but then they lost to Argentina because Argentina's like, oh, give me a penalty. Give Pesci a penalty. But I do see quite a bright future for Erling Haaland. So, yeah, I think in terms of who will win probably the best player. So there's also the Best Player Award, the FIFA's Best Player Award, and the Ballon d'Or. They're two different awards. But because Messi did win the World Cup, could be different, but... I mean, apart from that, Messi is not that good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I hope Erling Haaland, I mean, if he doesn't win the FA Cup, because Manchester United, you know, will humble them. Still, I think he's probably done enough to win the Champions League.
Yeah.
If he wins the Champions League, saying that Lukaku, is like a joke that Lukaku's washed. Lukaku's... It's a player from Belgium. He speaks 7 languages fluently. It's really crazy. I'm going off on many tangents here, but yeah. So yeah, that's just what's happening in football, I'd say.
Nice.
I think you had a topic you wanted.
Not really.
Yeah. So I think it was just like that the teacher strikes have been postponed.
Yeah.
Really, am I sad that I did not my year level did not get a day off? No. And yes.
I would be upset. I think I got like. Yeah, that was that one week where I went to school for one day and it was amazing. I think just because I really have nothing to do anymore. Like, I go to school, but 2 of my classes are self-taught. 3 of my classes are, like, self-taught. Like, kind of just me doing correspondence.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of them I have to be in class. Physics, I have to be in class. Like, if I keep missing physics, it's really bad and I get really off track. But, like, history, we get everything posted on Classroom and it's just, like, self-readings. Māori, Te Ahaka, I'm just kind of doing myself, and then like.
Wait, I have a question. So Klaus, like, if I miss group room in the morning, I get like called into the dean's office, like later on in the day. So if you miss a class, do you miss classes often?
I
mean, do you miss a class every now and then?
Yeah.
And they don't care.
Well, they do care. So, we have, like, kind of, like, form time in the morning, which is, like, group room, like, final
group
class.
Room.
And we have to, like, it's only 10 minutes at the start of the day. Literally the most useless thing ever. We don't really do anything. If we miss that, we're just marked late. And then if we miss that 3 days a week, we get a detention, I think. But that's come back. We stopped doing detentions for a while, but they're back again. And if you miss, if you're late to a class without a good excuse, that's also counted as a late. But it's really easy to miss classes as a prefect or like as, because I've got a really good reputation in my school because I am a good student. So like if I want to have an extra class just kind of sitting in an empty room and like doing my own work, I can just kind of go to my teacher and say like, oh yeah, I'm going to go sit in the fare or in the art room for this class and do my own thing. And they'll be like, oh yeah, that's good. Cool. So it's kind of just like, they don't really mind as long as you're actually going to do something. And they don't really know if you're not going to do anything.
Yeah, so, no, like, definitely. And, like, you know what's great? Because you know the school, that one school bus that comes a bit late?
Yes.
It's been late, so they'd no longer have anyone standing out the front. Yeah. So I can, like, rock up to school at 8:43 and I'll be fine.
Nice.
I mean, I've still tried to get to school on time because, you know, I'm not...
I really try to get to school on time now. I, like, didn't really care about it before, but now I'm, like... If I get to school on time, I can always just leave early and stuff. Like, I don't know. I have a lot more energy right when school starts. So, like, I try to use all that up. And then if by the end of school I'm not feeling energetic, at least I did stuff in the morning. Because if I start the day off late, it's like my whole day is completely off. Like,
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, because, like, if I feel tired because I probably didn't get a good night's rest, but then I have a boring subject where, sometimes in chemistry when it's just notes, note taking,
I could not do chemistry
and it's like I'm just like, oh well, and then my eyes start shutting and it's really bad and I'm like, I do not want to fall asleep. I watched this one guy fall asleep in like English, but we had like a relief and like he fell asleep for the whole lesson and I don't know how he got away with it. But you know,
yeah, we get away with sleeping in class pretty often. Like, kind of, I've fallen asleep in class a couple of times. It really happens in like geography and like history, but I'll just go out to the teacher afterwards and be like, oh, did I miss anything? And then they go, oh yeah, you got missed this worksheet. And then I just
did
get the worksheet.
Did you miss anything?
Yeah, like they genuinely know I've been sleeping. And I just go like, oh, is there anything I can do? And they're like, just get more sleep so you don't fall asleep in my class instead. And I'm like, oh, great. Like, they're all really chill, especially once you get to year 13, they're all like, it's kind of like your own fault if you start failing school now. Like, we're doing everything we can. It's all up to you. Like, they kind of, it's good because they give us a lot of responsibility. So if I start doing bad, I know it's all on me. Like, it's not my teacher's fault. It's my own fault. And I should be like getting onto that myself, which is kind of bad. Like, I kind of enjoy having some kind of like, what's it called? Authority. Like, probably getting in trouble from my teachers would be like a good reality check so that I'd actually start like listening to them. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Cause I feel like in English, like I do not get enough work done, but like, it's great. Cause I can just listen to music and then do some work.
Yeah.
Like, and then like my teacher's like, oh, okay. First paragraph needs to be done. Like, tomorrow, like this is actually real though. Like, I have to finish the first paragraph of connections like tomorrow, like by tomorrow. I'm like, oh no,
yeah,
I've only been planning like the whole time.
So this happened to me in physics today. Like, he was like, oh, we've been working on this for a couple periods now, so you got to hand it in at the end of this period, and I'm going to check your progress. And we were all like, oh my gosh, we've all done nothing because I sit there and play games in physics. But then I like, we had an hour of that period and I finished it by the hour, like finished what we're meant to get done by the checkpoint. So like, I do get stuff done, but like if I'm left to do my own thing, I won't do it unless I've got like a deadline or something. Like, I don't know, if a lot of teachers just kind of leave us alone, and then that's what ends up making me not do work, which is like kind of bad, but also it means that I enjoy my classes a lot more.
Yeah, like, I think that's with maths. And, like, he's, like, teaching us to be an independent learner. Mm. And I don't
see,
really
that,
like
that's
it.
Not what a high school teacher should be doing. Like, independent learning is for university. I feel like, if year 13, but, like, year 11, year 12 shouldn't be taught independent learning. Like, so weird. You're a teacher to teach.
It's so weird because, and then he's like, oh yes, and he's like, oh, I got fired, so But he didn't even get, and he's like, oh, I'm just kidding, but like, I've accepted a job in China.
Oh.
So
he's just given up on you?
No, he's just gonna leave in like term 3 or something.
Oh my gosh.
This is good, because I might actually learn something after that.
Yeah,
but that's like after all the internals are done.
Yeah, true.
But I did get merit in my sequences and series, which was algebra. I actually had no clue what I was doing.
I hate algebra.
So me getting, I thought I got not achieved, because he wrote on the board, there was like 7 not achieves, 5 achieves.
I hate it when teachers do
10 merits. 4 excellences, and I'm like, okay, now I really hope I'm one of the 5 achieves, because I do not want to get not achieved. And then the worst thing was, he walked up to every single person, told them their grades, so your friends could probably overhear.
No, I hate teachers.
And then I heard that, and then there were like people sitting to my left, they were like, not achieved, achieved, etc. I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so there's 1 not achieved, 2, 3, hopefully it's not me. And then he comes up to me, I'm like, oh. And I'm like, I've kind of just zoned out. I'm like, yeah. I don't want to hear it. Merit. I'm like,
yeah.
But the thing is, that's good, because we have the reset on Monday, and I can just study for the excellence part. And hopefully I can get in the reset.
That's so good. We're not allowed to reset for anything higher than an achieved. Like, you can go from not achieved to achieved, but you can't go from anything to
because
anything
else. Because it's like a whole different paper, though.
Oh, is that because 7 people not achieved, so he's getting the whole class to do it again?
No. So if you do excellence, then you don't have to, obviously. Oh, yeah.
That's so good.
But it's like, I could, like, sit and not do it.
Yeah.
But I need to do it because I want excellence.
Fair enough. Yeah, we had a progress test for physics, and I handed mine in, like, a day. Like, I didn't do it with the rest of the class. I did it a period after because I was away the first day that they did it. So we were going through the answers, but I had only just finished my test and handed it in. So I was going through the answers just after doing it, and because the rest of the class had finished. And so I didn't have my paper. Like, he took it off me, so I couldn't add anything, obviously. But we were going through it, and he was like, only 2 people got this question right. And then I was looking at it, and I was like, I just did that question. I'm pretty sure I got that right. And then he was going through the other questions, and he was like, this one we all did really good on. And I was like, oh, like, obviously he was giving us the answers to the paper that I'd just done, and so like, he was reading our answers, and I was like, I didn't get that answer, like, you have to show your working. I didn't show my working. I like broke down this diagram really wrong, and ended up, like, it was like a 3-part question, and I got the first graph wrong, so everything else was wrong.
No,
and I was
like, those are the worst.
I know. And then I was like, great, I failed this paper. Like, we went through the whole thing, and I was like, I didn't get like any of that right. And then the next period, he had marked it and he gave it back to me, and it was merit. And I was like, hang on, can you walk me through this? Because I'm pretty sure I got these wrong. And he was like, no, you got this right because you did the equation right. Even though the numbers are a bit off, it was just your rounding and stuff.
Right.
And I was like, panicked for nothing. Like,
yeah.
Merit's my best mark that I've ever gotten in physics. I'm kind of really bad at it. But
yeah. Oh, actually, like, it reminds me. I think it was Tuesday. We had to do the physics internal for like...
Mechanics,
yeah. Not mechanics. Oh, I don't know what it's like. It's like marble rolling down ruler, measure the time, relationship between D and T.
Yeah. Oh.
All my days. We had to do it over 3 periods.
Yeah. So, wait, they're really fast, aren't they? They're like...
No, we didn't do it ones. Like 3 days. We did it in 1 day. So I didn't have to go to my other classes.
Oh, that's good.
But I was sitting in that one room for 3 hours. We got to go at lunch, though. Yeah. So when we had a lunch break, he's like, okay, do not discuss with anyone.
Yeah, do not cheat.
We just discussed. And, like, I think I was able to, like, because I had a document, like, that I wrote up before, which had, like, basic, like, outline of what I need to write.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think that went well. I got I calculated gravity, wrote the report, waffled to 1,200 words.
Yes, that's what you do.
But, yeah, so hopefully I'll get that back next week, and I really hope it's excellence because it was 4 credits.
Can update us. 4 credits. That's big for a physics one.
Yeah.
I think our ones are, like, 3, except for the externals.
My maths ones are, like, 2.
Oh, see, that sucks. Like, I don't even see the point of doing an internal at that point.
Yeah, but anyways, thank you everyone for listening. We have about 20 seconds. I was waiting for it to get to 20.
Favorite subjects, really quickly, go.
None of them.
Oh.
No, but I'd say probably, actually, chemistry is really fun. Like, today...
Said no one ever.
No, today he showed us how, like, he mixed 2 things that were dry powder and that turned into, like, really cold. Thank you everyone for listening. Kākiti, everyone.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.